Hospitals in Puerto Rico are grappling with dwindling supplies, power outages, and the basic challenge of keeping their patients alive. The Hospital de la Concepción in San Germán, southwestern Puerto Rico, has been taking in patients from other hospitals around the island. Edgar Crespo is an administrator of the hospital and joins us now. Mr. Crespo, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me here in your program.
How many patients have you had to take in, sir?
We have receiving patients from other parts of the region, and we are taking close to 150 to 160 patients in our emergency department.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a record of admitted patients around 170 or 180.
So are you over capacity?
Yes, we were. After 1 to 2 days after Hurricane Maria hit us,
mm-hmm.
we were over capacity.
And your hospital is over 500 years old, right?
Yes, that's correct. It was the first hospital in the island from the Spaniard time.
And how are you doing?
We were really well prepared. We had good emergency preparedness plans that we put in place. We produce our own electricity on site. And also, it is more reliable since we don't have electrical lines, transmission lines, or that losses that you have in a regular system from the utility grid.
And what do you hear from other hospitals? What are their challenges?
Right now, a lot of hospitals are having problems with diesel fuel for their generators. Most of the hospitals are running with backup generators. As you know, backup generators are not designed to run extended period of times, and that's what's happening right now. You have more than 80% of the hospital are still running their emergency backup generators since they don't have utility power yet.
And what do you need in the future, in the next few days and weeks?
Right now, here in Puerto Rico, we have two companies that provide oxygen and medical mm-hmm. gases. One of them are running out of, they are having problems. And the other issue is that the supplies, medical supplies, like IV solutions and some medicines, mm-hmm. Like antibiotics. And as long as the time goes on, we can run out about those types of supplies.
So you're concerned about oxygen, which people need to breathe, and concerned about antibiotics and other medications, I guess. Basics.
Yes.
Well, you're important to a lot of people. Thank you very much, Mr. Crespo.
Yes, thank you very much, people. Please pray for us here.
Yes, sir. Edgar Crespo is an administrator of the Hospital de la Concepción in southwestern Puerto Rico. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.